Hello, my name's Dr. Tony Hazel. I'm a GP and an e-learning fellow for the Royal College of GPs. I'm here today with Dr. Camilla Kamarudin, a transgender GP from Tower Hamlets. We're going to be talking about improving your practice to be more inclusive. This podcast is part of a set of three resources. There's an e-learning module entitled Creating an Inclusive Primary Care Environment and a screencast that will go along with the module. So if you want to hear more, please have a look at the module and the screencast. Welcome, Camilla.
Thank you very much, Tony. I'm very pleased to be here today.
So as a GP, I would hope that my practice is inclusive to all patients, but I can't ignore the fact that there is survey data out there suggesting that some practices make LGBT patients feel excluded or that there is a perception of this. Could you outline some of the evidence that GP practices could do better on being inclusive towards LGBT patients?
LGBT individuals may face multiple barriers in accessing healthcare from GP services. They may lack confidence in medical professionals or have prior negative experiences with medical professionals. They might not be aware of local services and may lack the education and awareness to access services. While people using gender identity services indicates that while some GPs are described as very helpful, knowing what to do, providing relevant information and being willing to learn, the Equality and Human Rights Commission reported that they continue to receive reports of GPs restricting access to specialised services, not making appropriate referrals, and refusing to administer hormone treatments prescribed by specialised gender identity services.
So if we start with a patient who maybe has moved to an area and they're thinking about registering with a particular practice, they might come into the waiting room and have a look round, or they might first look at the practice website. How can practices signpost that they are LGBT friendly before a prospective patient even speaks to a member of staff?
A study conducted by the LGBT Foundation recently concluded that the most subtle and effective way to show that a GP practice is LGBT friendly is when LGBT patients notice that staff in GP practices wear an NHS Pride lanyard. Reception staff who are at the forefront of GP practices should be encouraged to wear lanyards so that LGBT patients feel inclusive. Posters in the waiting room and practice websites that promotes LGBT health is encouraged. All GP practices should also sign up for Pride in Practice, a new quality assurance program endorsed by RCGP and CQC, and its aim is to provide training and information to ensure that your new practice provides a holistic and inclusive care to LGBT population groups whose needs can be different. Pride in Practice programs are run by LGBT Foundation and GP practices are encouraged to register.
Thank you very much. That's really useful. And there will be a resources section available from our other e-learning where the details of Pride in Practice can be found. I think that one of the things that makes GPs nervous, and I would include myself in this, is the area of language, and in particular pronouns for transgender patients, because we don't want to cause offence, but it's something that's easy to do. Can you give some advice about how to handle this issue for transgender patients?
Pronouns are the words we use to refer to people when we are not talking directly to them. It is essential that you use the correct pronouns for trans patients. Misgendering a trans person is hurtful for trans people and can be very draining. Repeated misgendering can be construed as harassment, especially if it is deliberate. Gender is varied and you might feel unfamiliar with using certain pronouns, for example, they or them, and we can't always tell someone's gender just by looking at them. If you are unsure of which pronouns to use, it is best to ask the individual discreetly. If you make a mistake, it is important that you acknowledge and learn from the experience, apologize quickly, show sensitivity, and don't dwell on it.
Thank you. That's useful to know. As always, it's about talking to the patient and finding out what they are comfortable with. Yeah. What about lesbian, gay, or bisexual patients? Are there any tips about language to use and language to avoid?
GP practices should have a zero tolerance policy towards any kind of transphobia or homophobia. Language continues to evolve and words that were previously tolerated can now have negative connotations. Homophobic language should be avoided, and language such as bum boys or faggot must not be used. Terms like sexual preference or alternative lifestyle are not considered appropriate, as they imply that LGBT people are making a choice. Banter or any jokes that can be considered as homophobic should not be tolerated as well.
Thank you very much. I hope that language like that is consigned to the dustbin of history. But I found it interesting when you talked about, I think, words like sexual preference and alternative lifestyle, because I'm not sure everyone would consider how hurtful that can be. GP partners have a dual role because they're GPs to their patients, but they are also employers, and they may well have staff who are LGBT, who may have come out or may not have come out. Could you give some advice about how to be a supportive and inclusive employer?
All employers should be treated equal, irrespective of sex, gender, race, religion, and sexual orientation. Employers should ensure and reassure that LGBT staff are protected from any discrimination and bullying. All employers should have guidelines to protect LGBT staff. LGBT staff should feel inclusive and make it to feel that they are contributing to the practice. Training on LGBT awareness for all members of staff can be very useful to show your support and become inclusive employers.
That's great. Thank you very much, Camilla. If you are interested in this area, please consider doing our e-learning module on creating an inclusive primary care environment and the accompanying screencast. Camilla and I have recorded two other podcasts on LGBT issues, so please listen to these. And there are a host of modules around LGBT issues on the RCGP website.